As a father, a popular pastime has been to check out Noah's Ark near Prince George. The family farm was host to cows, horses, pigs, and even a curious ostrich. We had spent summer days there and even a few winter sleigh rides through its nearby forest. Its closure this past fall came as a shock to the city and to the region. Now, Facebook was abuzz with the news the family farm would shut its gates after two decades. I had a chance to sit down with the family, and despite the bad news, it was a touching moment and a testament to the impact this family farm has had on this community.
Well, it was either a vision, a dream, or a nightmare, depending on the day. I had another job, and it was a 9-to-5 kind of job, and I thought, well, this might be something interesting. We had the old farm, and I went to see my girlfriend, and she did something similar with far less animals, and that was in Langley, and that was the inspiration, and we just utilized what we had built upon that, I guess.
You guys are, I mean, this farm is well known amongst family members. I know it's a kind of a top draw, I think, every summer. Most families, when they talk about things to do in Prince George, Noah's Ark is one of the ones that's often mentioned in the city. I'm a dad, so.
We didn't start out that busy because we didn't do a lot of advertising. We decided, should we spend money on advertising or animal feed? And it's far better to spend it on animal feed. People like it better that way. When your animals, they don't live on love and air. They need food. So we started it out very small and by word of mouth, and it just went from there.
Talk about the kind of animals you have here, because it's not just, I mean, you have the traditional, you have the, you know, the pigs, you got the horses, but there's quite a diverse array of animals here.
What we tried to do is try to find animals that would live comfortably on a farm, regular farm animals. So like you said, the pigs, the cows, the goats, the sheep, chickens, ducks. And then we went with exotics as well that could handle our climate. So we have things like peacocks, pheasants, guinea fowl, and ostriches, emus, rheas. There's yaks, alpacas, llamas, miniature Vietnamese potbelly pigs, doves, and rabbits.
And cats.
Cats, dogs, goodness, lots of other things. Turtles, goldfish, but people don't usually see those. And, of course, all the wild creatures that come and visit, too.
And do they all have names? Could you name them all?
I can name probably 2/3 of them. And then the other ones, they start to take on very odd and unusual names.
George, is there a George?
There's a little kitten, an orange and white kitten named George.
Why the decision after 20 years? Why the decision, I guess, at this point, this summer, to be the last?
We started 20 years ago and have slowly built it up, and we'd add something and we'd say, oh, we're 5-minuting ourselves to death. And we've added and added to the workload. And it's getting a little bit harder to find people that want to come and work. And what we've given to people is what we've taken away from our own family. And you look at it and you want to live with no regrets. And so the kids are getting a little older and we still want to do things with them. We've had so many blessings and wonderful experiences over the years with people, but it's a lot of work. And last winter was a little tough. Our hay bill alone last year went to $24,000, where normally that's our entire feed bill. So it becomes a little bit difficult to even begin to try to figure out how you're going to make it work. All of these animals are not staying here. A lot of them we're trying to sell to private homes, and some will go to auction. And then some of the older ones can live out their days here, but it will not be the 200 animals we have now.
At what point did you decide, yeah, we have to make this step? Like, what was it for you?
It was last winter. We had one of our horses, our big draft horses, Pat, go through the ice, and he was down for 25 hours, and it was a little scary. Went into winter very sick myself, and sleigh ride seasons take a lot out of you, and it was a nasty winter. It was warm, and it was icy, and we put so much work, even more work, into the trails, only to have people say, oh, well, there's no snow, no thanks, we don't want to go, after my husband would drive half a mile to take a bucket of snow and dump it down, and just the hay bill and stuff like that. And then one, I was trudging through knee-deep snow going, I can't do this anymore. And he said, okay, we're done. And for him, it sounded like an easy decision because he works a 12-hour shift and then comes home and goes out on the trails for 4 to 6 hours and then gets a couple hours sleep. So, yeah, it's something had to give. But I'm kind of like the woman in Tangled, the girl. I'm going, yay, best day ever. Oh, my goodness, I have freedom. And then I'm in a crumpled heap crying because it's heart-wrenching because these aren't animals, like, they're part of your family. So it'll be a tough summer.
getting out there and enjoying showing people, and it is what I love. But at some point, you just can't do it anymore.
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of things that I've wanted to do over the years, and it's just I have not had time for. And we've had so many blessings because the kids have learned a really cool work ethic up here, and my daughter's had so many experiences. She could run a whole sleigh ride day with 18 sleighs going out, and at 14, 15 years old, there's not a lot of kids that can do that nowadays. And so that's just prepared her for life, and she will succeed and do well. For us, my husband's looking forward to some just time where there aren't people all over.
What are you hearing from people out in the community?
A lot of people are shocked. I guess they thought it was a forever thing. And honestly, I was asked a couple years ago what the long range was, and I didn't really know. I thought to make 25 years was a pretty good start, and I'm a little sad that it's 20, but it kind of makes you think that what is the business plan, and you kind of you take life one day at a time and make the best plans you can. And it's always interesting. It's named Noah's Ark Adventureland because I had anticipated other people would have an adventure, but I guess it's been my adventure.